Sleet falls in Ann Morrison Park on this Sunday afternoon. A few people mill around picnic tables, shivering. Deanie Tackett hauls boxes and bags of food from her car.
It's cold.
Tackett heads up Mosaic Street Ministry, a nonprofit group that ministers to the homeless in Boise. She's been bringing food to local parks for the last 5 years. It all started after she lost her job at Micron.
You know, you're driving around town and you're looking for a job, and it was like, not to sound religious, but it's like God starts to open your eyes to people that are worse off than you are. And then he called me to go to the park. He says, I want you to make sandwiches.
So she made some bologna sandwiches, went to Julia Davis, and started talking to people. Now Tackett and her volunteers bring an entire Sunday meal to Ann Morrison Park every week.
I look at this as not coming down to feed the homeless. We're coming down to have a family picnic with our friends.
Tackett's friends unload baked chicken, green beans, a giant bowl of lettuce and tomatoes, and hot chocolate. There's even a dessert table with pumpkin pie and brownies. Tackett's volunteers huddle in a circle, holding hands.
Lord, we know not all of them have a place to stay. We just ask you to take care of them, keep them alive, keep them warm, and keep them safe. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mosaic Street Ministry doesn't promote any specific church or denomination, but they will talk about God with anyone who's interested.
You can't speak good things into someone's life if they're standing there hungry in front of you. That's all they're concerned about, is being hungry. And once you fill their belly, and then you have the opportunity to speak to their heart.
Tackett calls the homeless she feeds her family.
Hey, Brad, where's your pants?
Brad wears tan shorts. He has a prosthetic leg.
At least the one leg's going to get cold.
I wear shorts 11 months out of the year.
Brad says he only wears pants on windy days. At one of the tables, a woman is bundled in a red and black coat. This is Debbie. She knows every place in town that has free food.
The first food available is at 1 o'clock at ROL. And then there's the bumbecue over at Julia Davis. It's always hamburgers and hot dogs put on by Vineyards. So that's at 2.
But Sunday mornings, she says, are hard.
Sunday mornings, other than the fourth Sunday morning, there's like no food anywhere.
Debbie has two little girls in tow, also bundled up. Both girls shiver as they gulp down their food. Debbie holds a tiny hand warmer packet to one girl's cheek. She says they don't always come to Tackett's free meal.
It's an awful long way to go if you like hanging out at the library, because that's pretty much the only place on Sunday to go that's warm.
Tackett says some of the people she feeds are homeless. Others have places to stay but come for a free meal when their food stamps run out. She puts together a to-go box for Debbie and her daughters.
Each and every one of them out here, you know, they come with their problems, but we look past their problems and we love them just right where they're at. You know, we love them for being them.
Every year, some of the homeless in Boise die on the street. Tackett says she knew some of the 10 people who died this year.
Yeah, I do. And even recently, they're my friends.
Tonight, Deanie Tackett will take part in a memorial vigil for the homeless who have died in Boise. She says for some, this will be the only ceremony they'll have.
They're not just a homeless person on the street. They're a human being that had a mother, a father. You know, they might have children. And they need to be remembered just like everybody else.
The three families that make up the core of Mosaic Street Ministry will provide the food for the memorial. And on Sunday, they'll be outside again in the park for their weekly family picnic to feed anyone who comes by. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.
Did you guys get some dessert? There's pumpkin pie here, okay. You guys be safe, okay?
One or two, you want one?
I'll take two.
All right.